Lauren, today we are celebrating one of the superstars of Offbeat News.
That's right. It's not a bird. It's not a plane. It's a drumroll, please.
Oh, hang on. It's Florida Man. You know, we've covered so many of these stories over the years, and if you're not familiar with this phenomenon, the Sunshine State, our friends down in Florida, they just happened to supply us with a consistent treasure trove of bizarre headlines.
A quick search for recent headlines had these gems. A Florida man who stole $400 worth of shellfish. A Florida man who sued Dunkin' Donuts over an exploding toilet. And a Florida man who caught a shark while riding in a unicorn-shaped flotation device. And you know what, Mike? I'm going to let you read the last one.
Oh, you're going to let me read this one. Okay. Can mm-hmm. I say this? Well, sure, I can. It's a podcast. All right. How about the Florida man who hid meth in his butt cheeks? I wonder how that tactic would work during the evading arrest obstacle course at the annual Florida Man Games.
Yes, listeners, you heard that right. There's now a competition to see who is the most Florida man of them all, and people from across the world have actually signed up to participate in the inaugural games next month.
And I sat down with the event's creator, Pete Melfi, to get all the details. Now, you just heard from Lauren. She's one of our producers. And I'm Mike Rogers, and this is Something Offbeat.
Yeah, we're just about a month and a half away, February 24th here in St. Augustine on Francis Field. I'm excited. It is crunch time and it is game time. And boy, the excitement has just ramped up to a whole nother level right now. We're just getting emails and requests and everybody wants to be part of this thing. It's really exciting.
You're getting people interested in this from around the country, aren't you?
Oh, around the country, around the world. We've got people coming in from Australia, from London, from Canada, from Hawaii. I mean, people are making a day of this. They're making a vacation of this, some people. Isn't it funny? Who would have thought that being around Florida Man would be a vacation for people?
So how did you come up with this idea?
Yeah, absolutely. So I've been doing radio and TV and podcasting since 2011, and I feel like I've been covering Florida Man stories pretty much that whole time. They got really big around 2013, and it was just a global phenomenon, it seemed like, around 2016. So just in covering all these stories and recently getting into the events production space, I'm always trying to think of what can we do that's new and different that hasn't been done. And boy, you know, Mike, almost everything's been done before. But putting this competition together, this event slash competition with the theme of Florida Man, just seemed like a no-brainer here. You know, it gives people a chance to kind of live that Florida Man lives for themselves without going to jail at the end, which is always a good thing. So yeah, it was just kind of, how do we bring that Florida culture, that Florida insanity together for an event that people can enjoy all day long? And thus the Florida Man Games was born.
It really isn't an exaggeration to say that there's just kind of an excessive amount of weirdness down there in Florida. What is it? Is it the heat, the humidity?
It's all those things. There's meth involved in that too. A lot of meth around here. But yeah, it really is. And to get to the technical aspect of it, I mean, we've got laws that allow for these public records to be easily accessible, more easily accessible in Florida than anywhere else on the planet. So when somebody goes to jail for something weird, all the news stations know immediately, and we're able to kind of jump on it and make fun of it.
As Melfi mentioned, it's been a little over 10 years since Florida Man memes started going viral on the internet. But last year, the Florida Man concept had become so cemented in the zeitgeist that Netflix premiered a show called Florida Man, inspired by it.
Now, I watched a few episodes of that, and I found it ironic that even a group of Hollywood scriptwriters couldn't come up with anything more absurd than what we see every day.
True, it's true. And I was reading up on the show a little bit in an article from Esquire that mentioned something I'd totally forgotten, the Florida Man Challenge. According to the article, this challenge went viral in 2019, but We're going to bring it back today.
This is exciting because I've heard about this. So hey, explain how we do it so the listeners can join in too.
Okay, super easy. We just have to type in our birthdays into Google, followed by Florida Man, and then pick one of the headlines that comes up. When I Googled mine, the first hit was actually from just last year. A Florida man forcibly kicked his way into a woman's home, and he started lounging on her couch and demanded something to smoke.
That's probably an everyday occurrence in Florida. Kind of tame. Mine goes back about 5 years. This is a good one. A Florida man, in an apparent drug-induced state, stabbed a mattress with a bedpost and tore it apart with his bare hands as he searched for another man that he believed was his girlfriend's lover hiding inside.
Hiding inside the mattress. That must have been a tiny little lover.
So tell us about the competition. You've got a number of different events. How many in all?
Yeah, so we've got five different events that competitors are going to compete in, and they've got teams of 3 to 5 people. So ideally, if you've got a team of five, one person from each team is going to compete in a different event. So some of the highlights are going to, in my opinion, be the evading arrest obstacle course. And this is the one where somehow we've actually talked our St. Johns County Sheriff's Office into having some real police officers chase our contestants through this obstacle course. I think you and I talked way back when about the classic Florida man story of throwing the alligator through the drive-thru window, the guy who did that. So right. We've actually added that as part of our obstacle course, as the evading arrest obstacle course. At one point, you are going to have to chuck an alligator through a drive-thru window and try and knock over the drive-thru attendant.
Big of an alligator?
It's going to be a throwable-sized alligator. I'll put it that way. It is going to be a chuckable-sized alligator for sure. We've got the Florida Sumo, which is going to be very, very exciting. I mean, this is much like your regular sumos, except for your belly is going to be one of these inflatable inner tubes, right? These pool inner tubes. You're going to try and bounce your competitor out of the ring, but also you're going to have a beer pitcher in your hand. And if your competitor can spill your beer out of your pitcher before they knock you out of the ring, then you also lose. But the loser can still get some points, Mike, by chugging their competitor's remaining beer. So you have all hope is not lost. I figured chugging beer is a natural sport here in Florida.
It's kind of like the alligators. Beer has got to be involved at some point.
Oh, absolutely. Without a doubt. We've also got the weaponized pool noodle mud joust. And that's going to be really exciting. It's going to take place in our Grand Florida Man Games Coliseum, which I think I mentioned to you before, Mike, is a massive above ground pool. It's a very Florida man thing to have an above ground pool here in our parts. So, and that's going to be filled with mud, of course. It's the competitors are going to have to knock each other off with these weaponized pool noodles that are very heavy, by the way, into the mud pit in the Florida Man Games Coliseum.
How are they weaponized exactly?
Okay, so they are weaponized. These are pool noodles reinforced with some PVC. And a whole lot of duct tape on the end there for you to hit people with. So the duct tape will serve as the padding. It's not a Florida man ingenuity if there's no duct tape involved. So a whole lot of duct tape, some PVC, and some pool noodles.
It sounds like a big Q-tip.
That's kind of what it looks like. A real trashy Q-tip. A real trashy, dirty, used Q-tip.
All right, let's see. We've got the evading arrest obstacle course, the sumo beer wrestling, and the weaponized pool noodle joust. What else?
Well, I think one that's going to be that we are going to add, and you're actually getting the exclusive on this, Mike, because I like you so much, man. I think we're going to add a mullet toss in there somewhere to kind of decide who places in the initial brackets. So this might be our initial contest to see kind of going into the games, okay, who are in the top spots? Who do we pit against each other to start these games off? And this is basically, we're going to take a big, wet, slimy mullet fish and see who can toss it the farthest. And I'm looking forward to seeing the strategies on how people are going to do this. You know, it's going to kind of be like those games in the Olympics where you try to throw that metal disc as far as you can. But of course, it's going to be a slimy, dead fish.
I would imagine that there will probably be some of the other kind of mullets in a competition like this as well. You'll see a few of those.
Yes, absolutely. We are actually hosting a separate mullet haircut competition as well during the day, because it's definitely not a Florida party if there's not a few mullets out there, for sure.
What's your favorite challenge? Which one are you looking forward to?
Evading arrest all the way. I think this is going to be hilarious. You know, Mike, we designed this thing to really be a moving punchline. I'm a huge comedy fan. I love to laugh. I love to give people the feeling of laughter. And so I think this course is designed not only to be challenging, but to be hilarious along the entire course. So I'm looking forward to the laughs we're going to get from evading arrest.
And what I think is cool is that as we speak, you have just finished a meeting with the local sheriff's department.
Yes.
Because as you said earlier, they're involved in this.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. So we just finished a meeting, kind of going over the details, who's going to be chasing some of our competitors. And the sheriff's office is taking this very, very seriously. The sheriff himself told me, look, we got some rabbits we're sending out to you, okay? These folks are fast, and they're taking this very, very seriously. So I'm excited at the enthusiasm from the St. Johns County Sheriff's Office. And our sheriff's a great guy. He's got a great sense of humor. So his enthusiasm for this is off the charts. So that makes me even more excited.
I bet those deputies have climbed a few fences in their day.
I think so. This might be, you know, it's going to be a wild day for all of us, but honestly, for a sheriff's deputy, it might be a tame day. It might be easy for them.
Mike, imagine that you are a Florida man. Which challenge do you think you'd be best at? I told our other producer, Chris, last week that beer chugging would be the only one I might have a chance in, but I really rather chug Coke Zero than beer.
Oh, that's nasty. I want to chug that stuff. Now, I'm too old for the obstacle course myself and don't have enough hair for the mullet contest, but I do think I'd actually be pretty good at the pool noodle jousting. We have a pool, and we have dozens of old pool noodles. I'm pretty adept at that.
Nice. Maybe we'll sign you up for next year's competition.
So do you consider yourself to be a Florida man? In the true sense of that phrase.
I would say, you know what? I meet a lot of the qualifications. I have not gone to Walmart nude. That is a Florida man qualifications. I don't do meth, so I'm not qualified there to be a Florida man. But boy, I got to tell you, living in Florida, growing up here, experiencing the wilderness, the wildlife, the alligators, plenty of alligator and snake encounters. I'm a born and raised Florida man for sure.
How about the interest in the competition? You got a lot of people who signed up for this. You told me earlier that there were several. Any more? This is going to be a full house.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, a lot of people wait till the last minute to do things. So in these last couple of months, and especially after the new year, when everybody's done spending their Christmas money and all that stuff, ticket sales have been just rolling in. People are really, really excited to be out there. So that's exciting. We will probably sell out, reach capacity within the next month. We're really excited about that. We're going to have a full field out there. And a lot of excitement, around this event, which is good. That's what you want.
There is one more event that we have not discussed because we covered four of the five, but I want to hear about Chicken Coop Bingo.
Chicken coop.
I think I know how that works, but clarify it.
Yeah, I think you probably know exactly how it works. But we're going to have somebody calling bingo, just like normal. The only thing that's not normal is they're not going to be rolling that little cage and picking balls out of there. The chickens are going to decide which numbers get called, and they're going to decide by pooping on the numbered square. Yeah. So that's fun. That's a big redneck tradition around here. In Florida, and we're happy to bring some of these kind of country lesser known traditions kind of into the mainstream through the Florida Man Games. But this is something that people just go wild for in person. So I cannot wait to see the response out there on Francis Field February 24th when this goes down.
And I have to ask you, because we're talking about Florida men, but listen, over the years, I've done a lot of stories that start with a Florida woman. So is this... Are you going to open this up to women too?
Oh, absolutely. So I think Florida women make some of the best Florida man stories imaginable. Florida man is kind of that umbrella of all the wildness that happens in Florida, but Florida women have some amazing Florida woman stories. So we've got a couple women who are competing on teams, and we've also got the Florida Ma'am pinup contest, which is going to be a whole lot of fun. And I cannot wait to see how these women bring their best Florida style to that side of the competition. It should be wildly entertaining. I'm expecting a lot of hair curlers still in the hair. I'm expecting maybe some alligators tied into that, maybe live boa constrictors. Women in these parts love live boa constrictors. I don't know what the deal is. I'm not a snake fan. I'm not a snake fan, Mike. So, but I see a lot of women with these boa constrictors here in Florida. So I'm interested to see if live snakes come into the picture.
And you know, we do stories all the time about the guys pulling pythons out of the holes in the Everglades. I think they're going to be a good reptile representation at the Florida Man Games.
Yeah, absolutely. And our friends from Gatorland are driving up from the Orlando area. They're going to bring some reptiles that people are going to be able to interact with and even take selfies with. There's going to be a time set aside for you to be able to take a selfie with a live alligator, which I think a lot of people are going to get a kick out of. I don't think everybody's had the opportunity to take a picture with a live alligator, but you will be able to do that out there.
This is all for fun, but is there a line you won't cross?
Not one that's come up yet. That's all I can say about that. Boy, not that I could see.
You're going to have a bunch of cops around there, right? You can't have people like actually smoking meth.
Well, no, I guess when you put it that way, there won't be any meth at the competition. No, other than that, we're going to have plenty to drink. We're going to have a lot of fun out there. And it's pretty much anything Florida man you can think of, again, except for like meth and nudity. We're open to it.
I'm Mike Rogers. Thanks so much for listening to Something Offbeat. This episode written and produced by Lauren Barry and Chris Blake. Audio editing by Bree Flores. Original music by Myron Kaplan and editorial support from Cooper Mall. Now to keep listening, please subscribe to us on the Odyssey app, Spotify, Apple, wherever you get your podcasts. And look, if you've got your own offbeat story that we haven't covered and you think we should, let us know about it. Send it to us at somethingoffbeat@Odyssey.com.